I'm proud to represent the second largest ag district in the country that is home to the third most farmers in our nation. My district produces the most pork, eggs, corn, and biofuels out of any state in the nation. That's why the Farm Bill is so vital to create an investment for our producers, our economy, and for global leadership and American agriculture. I've hosted farm town halls, developed priorities with the help of my agricultural advisory board, traveled across my 36 counties that are in my district, and from those conversations in Iowa, we have developed priorities that directly reflect what our farmers, our producers, our local leaders, and businesses want in this Farm Bill. I'm proud to say that I introduced 10 bipartisan bills that will be included in this Farm Bill. They note a few of them. The Farm Bill includes my Crop Insurance for Future Farmers Act to create a pathway for new beginning farmers to be successful as they grow their careers. It includes a Farmland Act to keep China away from our farmland. It includes a Fridge Act to open new export markets for our producers. And it also includes a bill to improve livestock indemnity programs for our cattle producers to receive a fair price for their livestock. We're at a precarious time in agriculture right now. I cannot stress enough how important it is to pass this Farm Bill this year. Iowa pork producers are currently facing their worst two-year period since 1999. Iowa poultry producers have been decimated by the avian flu. Farm income has projected to fall by 26% this year. Iowa farmers are struggling with low commodity prices, and we are facing a $30 billion trade deficit. This is the time to pass this. We cannot afford to wait any longer. We need to pass this Farm Bill by the September 30 deadline. This bill boosts farm safety net, strengthens crop insurance protections, supports our next generation farmers, opens new export markets, and reinvests back to our voluntary conservation programs. So with that, I urge all in this room to support this bill. We owe it to our farmers and our producers and our ag community.